Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. Sounds of the Toronto Consort, and what a special weekend of music in the city this weekend, this Friday and Saturday evening, Sunday afternoon. The grand finale for the consort season will celebrate 16th century music and return us to a time of live singing, comedy, and dance. Night games will feature works by 16th century composers and Montreal's master, Commedia dell'arte, director, actor, and dancer, Marie-Nathalie Lecourcière. It's sure to be enchanting, but also gauche and colorful. It all takes place at the Trinity St. Paul Center, and it's my pleasure to welcome artistic director Catherine Hill to the Oasis. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here.
It's great to have you here. Take us into the world that inspires this set of concerts. What's special about this season finale for you?
Oh, for me, this is a real connection to some of the projects I've enjoyed over the years with the Toronto Consort. I've enjoyed many of them, but the times when we've had dance and commedia or any kind of theater have meant so much to me because it's a special chance to see more elements of the culture of the past that we're focusing on working together instead of just the music. Just the music is still fantastic.
It is.
But to have all those things working together, everybody, including the performers, gets a bigger picture and I think can enjoy everything much more.
I want to throw some ideas and words at you. Gauche, irreverent, a musical roast. Please tell me what is going to be happening on this weekend at Trinity St. Paul.
Yeah, those things all fit. There's no doubt that these madrigal comedies, as we call them now, from the late 16th century, have all these elements in them. There are a lot of tasteless things. Commedia has a lot of extremely foolish, comical characters roaming around. Very undignified, very silly, a little bit Monty Python-esque, I think.
Fair enough.
And in terms of the roast part, in these entertainments, people are always being made fun of. It's always the people who aren't us. We're fine. We're perfectly normal. And then those people from that other city or that other country, they're absolutely ridiculous. And we're going to show you how.
Right. Yeah. And so I think that's been something that's been copied through the generations and the centuries.
Yeah, I think we're still like that.
we're still like that, aren't we? tell me about Marie-Nathalie Lecourcière and what she's adding to this Night Games presentation.
Oh, first of all, I just want to say I just love her. I love what all the many things that she can do. She's such a talented actress and a dancer, and she knows her historical material so well. And more than saying that she's adding something to program, I mean, she is the program. I think without her, we'd be doing something kind of different. And the two of us have built this program absolutely together, which has been an absolutely wonderful experience.
Is it sparking joy for you right now?
It definitely is. Today, today we've been rehearsing. The actors and dancers are rehearsing in the space, and then the musicians are rehearsing in another room. But we're going to come together when I go back to rehearsal after this. And already today, just rehearsing the silly madrigals, we've just been laughing our heads off.
That's so fun.
I'm enjoying it so much.
So May 3rd, 4th, and 5th, Night Games, TorontoConsort.org, and a great space for this. I was just at Trinity St. Paul this weekend, and it's just the best space, right,
for these
types of nights.
It really is wonderful.
I want to mention quickly the UnGala, which is coming up on May 27th, 7 p.m., the CSI Spadina Atrium, that's 192 Spadina Avenue in Toronto. It's a new space, and it looks like a fun evening and a wonderful night of music as well. This is an UnGala.
It's an UnGala. You never know what's going to happen.
Right. So we encourage people to, I guess people can pick up tickets at TorontoConsort.org, I would imagine. So look forward to that special night, but we have this amazing weekend of music and comedy and dance and everything happening at Trinity St. Paul. And Catherine Hill, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.